This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, trick or treat. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. Oh, I love Halloween. I love Halloween. I also love history. I was kind of reading up on this. Every year I tell you a little bit about, you know, the history of trick-or-treating. It has its very ancient roots from the Celtic festival of Samhain. This was celebrated on the night of October 31. And the Celts, not to be confused with the Celtics, the Celts lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now known as Ireland, the United Kingdom and northern France. And they believed that the dead returned to earth on Samhain. And people would gather to light bonfires, offer sacrifices, and pay homage to the deceased, like the Day of the Dead. Its roots were, you know, basically, surrounding, those who have died. Okay. So it was more of a solemn holiday. All right. They say during some Celtic celebrations of Samhain, villagers disguised themselves in costumes made of animal skins to drive away phantom visitors. Banquet tables were prepared. Lots of eats were left out to placate unwelcome spirits. In later centuries, I would have eaten that. People began dressing as ghosts, demons, and other malevolent creatures, performing antics in exchange for food and drink. This custom was known as mumming, and that dates back to the Middle Ages, and they think this is the antecedent of trick-or-treating, according to history.com. They say by the 9th century, Christianity had spread to the Celtic lands, where it gradually blended with the supplanted older pagan rites, they say. And in 1000 AD, the church designated November 2nd as All Souls Day, which is a time for honoring the dead. And they say celebrations in England resembled Celtic commemorations of Samhain, complete with bonfires, masquerades, etc. And if you were poor, you would go to houses of wealthier families and get these pastries called soul cakes. And you would get these soul cakes in exchange for a promise to pray for the souls of the homeowner's dead relatives. So this practice is known as souling, or we call trick-or-treating now, but souling, where you go door-to-door asking for gifts in order to pray. Then, I guess in Scotland and Ireland, the young people took part in a tradition called guising. You dress up in a costume and accept offerings from various households, and then rather than praying, pledging to pray for the dead, they would sing a song, recite a poem, tell a joke, or perform a sort of trick before collecting their treat. Their treat at the time would be fruit, nuts, or coins. So as things progressed, okay, in America, some American colonists celebrated what we call Guy Fawkes Day. Now, this was, I guess, Guy Fawkes Night, known as Bonfire Night, commemorates the foiling of the so-called Gunpowder Plot back in 1605. In February 5th, 1606, Fawkes was executed for his role in the Catholic-led conspiracy to blow up England's Parliament building and remove King James I, a Protestant, from power. On the on the original Guy Fawkes Day, celebrated immediately after the famous plotter's execution, there'd be communal bonfires or bone fires that were lit to burn effigies and the symbolic bones of the Catholic Pope. By the year 19th century, children began burying effigies of Fawkes and roaming the streets on the evening of November 5th, asking a penny for the guy. So American colonists celebrated this, and by mid-19th century, as new immigrants, especially those fleeing Ireland's potato famine in the 1840s, that started to help popularize Halloween, according to History.com. In the early 20th century, Irish and Scottish communities revived the old world traditions of the souling and the guising in the United States. And by 1920s, pranks had become the Halloween activity for choice, where rowdy young people would unfortunately cause close to $100,000 in damages each year in major metropolitan areas. They say, however, during the Great Depression, it got worse. They say Halloween mischief often devolved into vandalism, physical assaults, sporadic acts of violence. So we're talking back during the Great Depression. People would get stupid on Halloween. One theory says that the excessive pranks on Halloween that led to the widespread adoption of an organized community-based trick-or-treating tradition in the 1930s. The trend was unfortunately curtailed, with World War II, and children had to refrain from trick-or-treating. Why? Because sugar was rationed. So they didn't trick-or-treat in the 40s. Then, after post-war baby boom, trick-or-treating started to come into place, Halloween costumes, and now it is, I believe, a $6 billion annual holiday, the second largest commercial holiday after Christmas. So that is some history on trick-or-treating. Now, about the tricks, okay? Apparently, we're hearing that there is a Massachusetts community asking stores not to sell items to kids under the age of 18 for Halloween. They don't want spray paint, eggs, shaving cream, toilet paper, soap. And Abington's Chief of Police, David Majenski, said the voluntary ban is all in an effort to crack down on Halloween pranks. Trick or treat. See, a lot of us adults go trick or drink, you know. So it's not even about the candy. Now it's about the alcohol. But this is very interesting. HalloweenWebsite.com gives us some pranks you could do that won't get you arrested. One is ring the doorbell and say canned goods or meat. Okay, I don't understand why that's a trick, but anyway. Get dressed up, knock on the door. When the person answers, put candy into his bowl. They say give away fake plastic turds for treats. Decorate your yard with toilet paper, and then so toilet paper your own house, and then blame somebody else for doing it. Gather everyone's jack-o'-lanterns and line them up on the sidewalk in the middle of the block. Those dot stickers. Purchase those little dot stickers, red, yellow, or blue. When it's dark outside, stick one dot. I don't understand why just one dot. Oh, I see. Stick one dot on each of your neighbor's front doors. Put one on your own door so that you aren't suspect. The next day will be interesting, they say, when neighbors try to figure out what the dots mean. Some red dots may get a little paranoid and think it's some sort of conspiracy. I think that's stupid. Guys, okay, tricks are stupid. All right? We're already nasty neighbors anyway. It's not like you guys are the best of neighbors. I see how you guys act. So, I promise to move out of the neighborhood for a treat. That's how you get the goodies. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, who loves Halloween. Tom's a real big Halloween fan. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very, very spooky stuff. Now, I guess the spookiest things is, you guys, trying to keep your job or trying to secure your place when you get a job. I love talking about, employer relations, how to, get the boss to like you, how to tick your coworkers off. Those are fun subjects for me. I really, really like them. But unfortunately, it's a very serious topic, no matter how much we joke about it, because we do anticipate a lot of changes with the economy and the unemployment situation. They said that, you know, yes, we might have had more jobs growth this last quarter. Well, obviously, because everybody's hiring for holidays, you'll always see a jump this time of year as people get ready for the holidays. And, you know, some of you, you know, might have a job that you really, really want to keep. And this was a very interesting article that I saw, which actually has really brought up stuff I've already taught you guys, but that's all right. We'll give the other authors their credit because they deserve it. Apparently, there are these recruiters that are from, let me give them what company. Rhiannon Cranbrook Woods, Managing Director of Zest Recruitment and Consultancy. She, among others, have given us some advice on how to stay put in your job, okay? But, again, we got to be very, very careful. We got to be very, very delicate because if somebody thinks that you are too good, you being too good could be perceived as a threat. And I can't tell you how many times, I mean, I just hit the nail on the head and other people working in that area look dumb. And now you have a target on your back. So you need to be very, very careful. But this is very interesting. One thing she says is be very, very good at something that no one else is good at. She says, you may be great at your job, but if all you are doing is what your job description says you should be doing, then you're not going to get noticed by the boss. She advises picking a task that very few of your colleagues have ever managed to master and making your goal to be the best at it, so that the next time someone has a question related to that particular action, your colleagues will respond by saying, speak to you, you know, because they know everything there is to know about that. Yes, you know, it's very interesting. If you have a unique let's say it's a marketing firm, and you have an in, let's say, with a pediatric population, either through schools or whatever, that is going to give you some sort of job security if you're the one that can, you know, navigate school systems, talk to parents, etc. If you have a knack with a language more than other individuals, and you know, you become very secure. People that many have noticed, those that speak Spanish, become very, very secure in their position when they're the ones that seem to, you know, translate. And other people that don't speak as Spanish, you know, employers are like, look, I really need somebody who could translate. Okay, you know, I need you to be, you know, and this, you know, it's very interesting. I wonder where, how this is going to progress in our employment, I guess, system. In terms of, you know, they were talking about, we were talking about yesterday how many patients are very racist towards their physicians. And we were talking about how they'll make comments about Jews or blacks or Hispanic or et cetera. And we don't train our medical students. Yet, one thing that does currently happen is, you know, no, I just want a female doctor. I just want a male doctor. Or in many work scenarios, employers will say, I just want Spanish speaking. Just hire somebody Spanish speaking because we need a Spanish speaking bilingual person for the job. Now, that's not considered racist or discriminatory, I believe, with labor laws, because you are hiring somebody that has an extra talent, an additional talent. The problem is secondarily, it excludes a lot of people from being hired from their job. And so I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying this is something that I am wondering how that will pan out. You know, I mean, we are not supposed to discriminate. We are not supposed to choose you because you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, female, male. We are not supposed to discriminate. You're Christian, Jewish, Mormon, Muslim. We're not supposed to, we are not supposed to choose. Yet, the one thing employers are allowed to do is, I just want Spanish speaking. I want bilingual. So then it's, well, if that primarily allows the Hispanic population, then what happens to the other populations that don't speak Spanish? Now, yes, there are a lot of populations and other ethnicities that do speak Spanish. So that's why it hasn't necessarily been brought up, I believe, in legal battles. But, you know, you being bilingual in a job will give you job preservation. It will. until many other people start to have that talent as well. So be very, very good at something that no one else is good at. Build rapport, they say, with everyone. Network, network, network. Take time to walk around the office, meet colleagues in other departments to get yourself seen and known throughout the company. It's very hard to fire a face. It's very easy to fire, you know, a typed out name. But a face is very difficult, is a lot more difficult to fire. Unless, of course, they don't like you. So you want to make sure you go around, you meet everybody, you be very, very nice, you know, and be genuine. You know, let people know that, you know, you're there to help, introduce yourself, you know, and also it's very, very flattering when you go, look, you know, I'm not very good when it comes to the computer system or the network. You know, if you don't mind if I have some questions, can I run them by you? Because I really don't want to look like an idiot to everybody else in my workspace. No, no, absolutely. You can come to me. So you could establish rapport almost immediately. Another thing they suggest is think business development. Okay, remember I told you when you get into a job, what you want to do is look like, you know, your goal is to advance where you're working. Okay? You know, you can't go to work acting like your goal is to just get a paycheck. Your goal is to enhance where you're working. You want to enhance the marketing firm or the engineering firm or the store. And so now you got to be careful with some of your ideas. Okay, that's a mistake I've made so many times. Like, guys, we could do this, we could do this, we could do this. And the people that were supposed to think of it that didn't now look bad and now want you out. So those are things you got to be very, very careful. Paul McKenzie Cummins, who's a recruitment, marketing and careers expert, says no matter what type of organization you work for, money dictates. Too many people simply go to work, he says, do their job, go home safe, and the knowledge they'll pick up their paycheck at the end of the month. Those are the people who would have been missed if they handed in their notice. Okay, you could be an asset if you bring in new business or if you do cost-saving measures that you introduce, etc. Have enthusiasm. Claire Harvey, a senior divisional director of Reed North, says you got to be enthusiastic. If you come to work always tired and grumpy and complaining, that's not going to work. But if you look positive and if you make people feel happy around you, they're going to want to be around you. Be creative. Share an idea. It's okay. You know, not all ideas are patentable. You're not going to lose millions of dollars by some of your ideas being taken. The ones that you could lose millions of dollars in, then those you want to probably patent or copyright. Look, you know, why don't you do this? Why don't you, you know, or, you know, piggybacking off of what you said, we can enhance it by blank, blank, blank. And, a lot of times it's very, very well received. They also say to stay on your toes. Marianne Hatcher, learning and development manager at BPS World, said no one is truly indispensable and there will always be new threats arising that jeopardize your role. Continually develop your skills, stay on top of your role, stay connected to those around you. For those of us that are dinosaurs when it comes to computers, you get somebody young that knows how to do graphic arcs and all this. I mean, here you used to be an animator, and now all of a sudden you have these kids able to do this on a computer. You need to step up your game, and you need to be current. Always keep your head up, they say. If you drop your head and feel miserable, you will stay miserable. You want to make sure you're physically healthy, emotionally healthy, mentally healthy. Also, again, you don't want to be the one that's always calling out. You don't want to be the one, you know, work with your boss. You know, I've done that many times. I'm like, look, you know, I don't have any vacation plans yet, but if I was to take a vacation, when do you prefer we take our vacation? Because the last thing I want to do is not be here when you need me. And if they say, honestly, I'm great with you taking vacation in April. April's probably the best month. Then you're less likely to get in trouble for being out of town. You know, one thing that we've discussed on the show is how there's certain things that you do that they said was fine, and then all of a sudden now you're getting in trouble for it. Like when a boss says, don't come to work sick, yet he's having a bad day at work, he needs you, and you're not there, it's a negative. So when we come back, I'll tell you how to handle those situations. Don't go away.
Nissan uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to be talking about this new report saying stressful jobs with little control will lower your lifespan. We'll go back to what I was saying on how to handle certain situations with your boss, so that you, prevent him getting mad, even if you're following his advice. So let's go to this high demand job, which many of us have, very high demand jobs. And they say that we found that individuals in highly stressful jobs with little control will die at a younger age then workers will have more control in their jobs. The study led by author Eric Gonzalez-Mule. He is an assistant professor of organizational behavior and human resources at Indiana University's Kelly School of Business. The researchers also found that the reverse was true. If you were in high-demand jobs, but you had high control over your work, you had less chance of death, according to a study, by 34%. They say the study could not prove a cause-and-effect relationship between job control and death. It only showed an association between these factors. So, obviously, you know, you work say you're a politician, okay? They didn't see a study. They didn't just say, okay, let's look at all the politicians and see who died. It wasn't like that. It was, you know, but, or they didn't say, okay, you're going to be a politician, you work this job, and then we'll see what happens to you. I don't think I could ever be a politician. That looks really stressful. So, Gonzalez-Mule and her co-author, Bethany Cockburn, and his co-author, they launched this study, and they looked at 2,400 people who took part in a long-term study in Wisconsin. All of the study volunteers were 63 to 67 years old in 2004. The researchers examined answers from the participants in 2004 about their jobs, and then tracked their health to 2011. Half of the study participants were women. So they defined low levels of control in jobs as an inability to set one's own goals, decide how to accomplish tasks, and prioritize work. Ooh, I would hate that. Examples of jobs that could are traditionally low control, including construction workers, auto mechanics, nursing aides. Examples of jobs that are traditionally high control include supervisors, craftsmen, and construction inspectors. The researchers then compared death rates among the participants and their jobs. Having low control over a stressful job was associated with a 15.4% increase in the likelihood of death compared to having low control over a low-stress job. So, they found that over time it could cause high blood pressure, other sorts of stress, and then possibly death. So, I love doing radio. I love how GCN says, look, as long as you kind of follow, you know, the main rules of radio, you know, like, you know, not say bad words on air, etc., they give me so much room to do what I do with my show. Even though I know many of you guys are like, I'd rather they tell Dahlia what to do because her show stinks. Stop it and be nice. I teach at Toro University. Again, love that job. I want to teach the students. I got the goal. I received the goal on what the students need to learn, and then I received guidance, and I got to inject my own individuality. When you get to inject your own individuality, now some people don't like that. Some people are like, you know what, just give me a task. I used to be that way in math. Just give me the math problem. I will solve the math problem. Don't make me think about it. But for some of us, with some of our jobs, we really want to put a little bit of Dahlia in there, or Joe in there, or Mark. And so, being able to have that individuality and have that room and that leeway. Of course, you always want to check in and make sure that what you're doing is a good job. You want to make sure that, you know, for example, if you're a teacher, that the students are learning. There's a lot of guidelines, of course. They want to make sure that, you're still following, curriculum needs, etc. Same thing with any marketing firm or engineering firm. There's always some big boss that says, look, we want the bottom line. So you want to make sure that that bottom line is being, honored. But, you know, having that control helps. So going back to what we were talking about on how to make sure you don't lose your job. Okay, we're coming into a pretty scary time for many people because this is, for many people, the busy season. All right, the holidays are the busy season for a lot of people. Even if you get to take off, it's a very, very stressful time. People are stressed that they have to be with family. People are grumpy. People have to spend a lot of money. I love the holidays. It is one of the happiest times, but I forgot how much stress is a part of it. You know, you got to deal with family. You got to travel. You have to, even if you want to see the family, even if you want to travel, it does add stress. Okay? Not all stress is bad. Spending money. Let's say you barely made it through the year and you realize you have a lot more friends and family than you know. All right? All of a sudden you go, what are we going to, you know? And so it is. There's a lot of uh-ohs that seem to happen. Now, you got to remember that your boss may be feeling very similar stress. So if your boss is now feeling very similar stress, you call out because you're sick, that could be the end for you, especially since he needs all hands on deck. So, okay, your boss, employers, everybody made a big deal about you need to call out sick when you're sick. You do not come to work sick. All right, the problem with that is there's no law. you know, demanding that that happen. There's no law saying you have to do that. But employers feel compelled to protect other employees by making sure that is very, very vocal. But just because they're so vocal and there's posters all over the place doesn't mean secretly in the back of their head they're going to be happy when you call out. It's going to be an additional stressor. And when it comes time to promotion or, keeping your job, etc., even if that's not the reason cited, that could be a little bitty negative memory in their hippocampus. And that's very scary for people. You shouldn't have a job like that. You should have a job where it's no big deal if you're sick. So, what I usually recommend is I would go over with the manager or go over with the boss. Now, look, what do we do if, okay, flu season hits? I got my flu shot. I got my pneumonia shot. I'm eating well, sleeping well. But if I get sick, you know, I'll try to work, you know, being sick. Like, no, don't come to work. But, what's the best way for us to handle this? Because you're going to be short-staffed come flu season. What if all of us get sick? Should we start coming up with a plan? Should we start preparing so that if people call out, because we don't want them to come in sick, we have a plan. And something like that, I think, would be very, very cool. Now, some employers will say, don't think about it. If you don't talk about it, it won't happen. Go away. Well, then that's the kind of boss you have. And you're going to be up a creek with that one. But if you have someone that goes, work it out yourselves, come up with a plan, because, you know, you're right. If there's going to be a lot of call-outs. Another thing, I don't anticipate ever needing to leave, you know, early. But the schools are warning us that flu season's coming up. And if the school calls me because my kid is sick, I have to go and pick him up. If many of us are here in the same situation, again, what should be the plan? So if you're anticipating, I got 3 kids in grade school. I am going to be called almost every week to take one out of school. I could lose my job over this. Again, that deserves a sit down. That deserves a sit down with your boss and go, what is the best way? And again, I don't anticipate leaving, but I am so nervous that I'm going to get a call from the school and I'm going to have to run and pick up the kid. What do you suggest is the best way for us to handle this? All right? And then, you know, you could say, you're all just hire another person. You got to be very careful of that backup person that you're hiring. But, you want to be honest. Now, that's only if you really anticipate. If you really don't start stirring things up. Let sleeping dogs lie. But if you remember what happened last year, and this is a new job for you, and making sure you guys have a plan in place. You got to be careful who you talk to, because you don't want someone going, oh, you know what, she's going to call out. She's already trying to get a pass for calling out multiple times. I don't think your boss, who knows you, if they really know you, will see that. I think they will see that you're nervous about losing your job when the school calls you about the kids. And if that's the case, then I think you coming up with some sort of a plan, et cetera. Let's say, like in my neck of the woods, there's a lot of construction being planned. So let's say you go, like, look, boss, I don't anticipate ever being late, but the news is talking about how this whole big construction thing on the freeway is going to mess up traffic for months. I'm going to be getting up early. I'm going to be doing everything I should to get here. But what if it is really gridlocked? What I want to do is the night before have everything ready for you. So if I'm not here at 8 o'clock and I don't get here until 8:05 or 8:10, I don't want you stuck. What do you want me to have the night before just in case this happens? He'll think that's pretty cool. Or she. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly and Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you are noticing that I'm writing a little bit more. No, I really don't have any more spare time, but I just... there's a lot of topics that I've been writing about because I like to break it down. And I like to make medical news easy. So if you go to my website at drdahlia.com, or if you go to my Facebook or Twitter or my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com, I have a lot of our like our health headlines, you know, the top medical news headlines for you guys for the day. So at least you guys could at the water cooler sound really smart. We all like to sound really smart at the water cooler. I also brought up earlier in the show about irritable bowel syndrome, and you're going to hear a lot of talk about FODMAPs, these fermented oligo mono di polysaccharides that ferment in the bowel, causing extra gas, and how to avoid irritable bowel syndromes like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, etc. So I want to make sure that for those of you guys suffering from that, you can at least take a read, because it's another study has shown that at least a two-week diet of eating foods like that improve your systems greatly. And some alcohol is included in those, but some alcohol is okay. So not going to ruin the festivities for Halloween for those of us going trick-or-drinking. Again, be careful. Really quick, let me just mention MyPillow. I know you guys have heard the commercials for that, and I don't really like talking about a lot of products because I know you guys listen to the commercials, but I do have to tell you, I do like the pillow a lot. I really, really do. I don't. If you notice, I don't advertise anything that I really don't care about. Okay, I don't bring up, there's a lot of things. Do you ever hear a vegetable commercial? Do I ever sit here and tell you guys to eat like a lima bean? No, you aren't going to hear that from me because I don't like lima beans. I think lima beans taste like crap. I also think mushrooms taste like crap. There's a lot of things I don't like. Okay, you know, so I'm not gonna you know suggest them. But I do like my pillow. I think my pillow is great. Helps me sleep. And that's important. And it's comfy. And the comfy test for me is Shakeaboo. Shakeaboo comes in when I'm gone, gets on that pillow. You know, gets his little tushy all over it, gets all comfortable, and then, so, you know, he likes it because he finds it comfortable. So, and again, I used to get a lot of migraines, and so not having a good pillow can induce for me migraines. So I use my pillow. I love it. If you guys want to get one, there's a discounted rate if you use the code DDW. You go to mypillow.com, M-Y-P-I-L-L-O-W.com. Use the discount code DDW. Check it out. It's not very expensive, and it works really good, and they're supposed to get a discount with the code DDW. All right, guys, bladder infections. Cranberries, cranberry juice, cranberry products have been for years. I think back in the 1920s, was it? They suggested that we use that to fight bladder infections. No. Studies have said, nope, it doesn't work. They say nursing home residents who took high-potency cranberry capsules did not have fewer episodes of urinary tract infection than those taking a placebo. According to Dr. Manisha Juthani-Nita, says, although our study was only in nursing home women, many other studies have been done in other populations which have not shown a benefit. For women that enjoy eating cranberry products or drinking cranberry juice, I encourage them to continue doing so. But if you spend money on the cranberry capsules with limited potential benefit, it does not seem worthwhile. So these bladder infections, you get a bacteria up inside the urinary tract. Women get this more than men because of the plumbing. It's very easy for a bacteria coming from the tushy to go up into the urethra near the vagina. And so, you know, because we're not sterile down there, it's very easy for bacteria to get in there. Then they get into the bladder, they set up shop, they could climb all the way up into the kidney and cause a pyelonephritis. If a man has a bladder infection, and it can't happen, but if a man does, we need to kind of check it out. We check out his plumbing a little sooner than we would a female's, because that's a real long path for a male bacteria, for a fecal bacteria to go. And even though the most common cause is a bacteria that's similar, that's in feces, doesn't necessarily have to come from there. Maybe he got it during sex, et cetera, but still we want to, you know, a man having a bladder infection is a little bit more rare. A lot more rare. Symptoms are heavy, are very, very painful. Urination, it burns as you empty. Oh, all right. And after you empty, you feel like you still need to go. You're not urinating a lot. In terms of amount, it's a little bit, but you urinate more frequently, so the pain just comes more and more. You could have a fever, you could have blood in the urine, cloudy, and, you know, sometimes the body can handle it itself, but many times we will do an antibiotic because we do not want it to spread. So rarely will doctors say, you know what, just deal with it yourself. And some of you, though, have been successful. What you've done is you've gone to take cranberry juice. You've drunk a whole bunch of Ocean Spray. I love Ocean Spray, but it's sugary. You got to be careful. Or you'll get someone sweetened, or you will swallow cranberry pills. And if you think you handled it, great. Okay? But if not, you need to come in and get checked. So they did this study, and they looked at nursing home patients. And they found that it wasn't as effective as we thought, the cranberry pills. So apparently they think the origins of this date back to 1923, where they thought that cranberries and prunes affect the acidity of urine. So if you eat a cranberry or a prune and you change the acidity balance, you could then kill off the bacteria that's there. Then there was a study back in 1994 showing that cranberry juice was effective in older women living in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. But then there were tons of conflicting studies. Apparently, they found that the capsules don't work. A 2012 review of studies found little evidence, etc. So, I mean, where I like cranberry juice is you're drinking something. You know, a big problem when we get bladder infections is it's because we're not drinking enough, just like with kidney stones. If you're a guy or a girl getting a kidney stone, you know, if you had drunk enough water, many times you could have flushed that out and not let it precipitate. So, you know, if somebody who hardly drinks anything all day now runs to the store and is drinking a gallon of cranberry juice, the reason why it may help is because you are drinking a crap load of fluid and trying to flush it out. However, you got to be very, very careful with the sugar. Very careful with the sugar. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hospital scrubs. Hospital scrubs that nurses, doctors wear could carry dangerous hospital bugs like MRSA. And we could spread them to our patients from our hospital scrubs. They find their way into hospital rooms, bed railing, etc., and they could get into the pockets of our hospital scrubs. Now, hospital-acquired infections are a growing cause of concern. They affect 1 in 25 hospitalized patients on any given day. So if you have 100 patients right now in your hospital, 4 of them is going to get a hospital-acquired infection. They say we know the bad germs in hospitals are bad. According to Dr. Deverick Anderson, he goes, quote, but we're just beginning to understand how they spread. So to track the spread, the researchers looked at 165 hospitalized patients in their study. These patients received care from 140 nurses over the course of 3 separate 12-hour shifts in the ICU. The nurses used a new set of scrubs for each shift, according to the study. Twice a day, the researchers sampled the nurses' scrubs, the patients' rooms, and the patients themselves for bacteria. They took 2,100 samples from the nurses' scrubs, 455 samples from the patients, and 3,000 samples from the rooms. Then they tested the bacteria, and then they looked at the specific strains. And then they were able to tell if there was a transmission of bacteria from one location to the other, knowing the strains. Researchers found 22 instances of bacterial transmission. 6 of the instances of transmission were from patient to nurse. 6 were from room to nurse. 10% were from patient to room. They found MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, the Klebsiella pneumonia, Acinetobacter baumannii. That's another bacteria very similar to MRSA, as well as others. So the pockets and the sleeves of the nurses' scrubs were the parts of the clothing that were most likely contaminated. I remember during these 36, 38-hour shifts coming home, not even making it to my bed, falling asleep on the ground, right, waking up to get to work by 5 a.m. the next day, sometimes in the same scrubs. I mean, you're supposed to wash the scrubs, but luckily they got rid of those 36-hour shifts, so now we're more awake to do laundry. But take off the scrubs at work, leave them there, and change very often. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Rebel.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.